Chapter 23. That night, the doorbell rang at 8. We were in the den. I said I'd see who was there. I opened the front door.
Grandma!
I screamed. I threw my arms around her.
What are you doing home?
If Muhammad doesn't come to the mountain comes to Muhammad.
I laughed, knowing that I was Muhammad and that Grandma was the mountain. There was a man standing next to Grandma. Grandma turned to him.
Morris, she said, this is my Margaret.
Then Grandma closed the front door and told me,
Margaret, darling, this is Mr. Morris Benjamin.
Rhymes with cinnamon, he said to me.
I smiled. Grandma looked marvelous, very tan and pale blonde. Mr. Benjamin had a lot of silver hair, a mustache to match, and black-rimmed eyeglasses. He was tan, too. He held Grandma's arm.
Where are they? Grandma asked.
Mom and Dad are in the den, I said.
With your other grandparents?
No, they're gone.
Gone? Grandma cried. But I thought they were staying all week.
We thought so, too, I said.
But Morris and I came especially to see them.
You did? I said. How come? Grandma and Mr. Benjamin gave each other a secret look.
Well, we thought you might need our support.
Oh, Grandma, I can manage just fine by myself.
I know you can. You're my Margaret, aren't you? Tell me, did they try anything?
Like what? I asked.
You know, Grandma said. Church business.
Well, kind of, I admitted.
I knew it, Grandma cried. Didn't I tell you? She asked Mr. Benjamin.
Mr. Benjamin shook his head.
You had them pegged right all the time, Sylvia, he said. Just remember, Margaret, no matter what they said, you're a Jewish girl.
No, I'm not, I argued. I'm nothing, and you know it. I don't even believe in God.
Margaret, Grandma said, don't ever talk like that about God.
Why not? I asked. It's true.
I wanted to ask God did he hear that, but I wasn't speaking to him, and I guess he knew it.
By that time, my mother and father were in the living room, and Grandma was making the introductions. My parents gave Mr. Benjamin the once-over, and he was pretty busy sizing them up, too. Then my mother made coffee and served warm Danish. She offered me some milk and ginger snaps, but I wasn't hungry. I wanted to get out of there, so I yawned very loud without covering my mouth.
Margaret, dear, if you're so tired, why don't you go up to bed? Grandma said.
I think I will. Good night, everybody. Sometimes Grandma is almost as bad as everybody else. As long as she loves me and I love her, what difference does religion make?